Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everybody. This is Reverend Stan, and I'll say to everybody, you know, peace be still to your soul, and let the Lord come within your soul and give you a great healing and give you a great understanding of Him and of His Word and of His love. And I'd like to say again, you know, welcome to the Healing Light Show. Thanks. You know, I thank y'all for joining with me today. Today is April 18th, 2013. And the day here in North Carolina, here where I live, is going to be partly cloudy, storms and this and that. Got a lot of things going on this week. I know I heard something about the Boston explosion or something like that. And this morning I heard something about a fertilizer plant in Texas, you know, exploding. And the first thing I've got to say about all that is, you know, the enemy always uses fear tactics to get us off the Lord, get us off our path, to get us scared. And fear is what, you know, the enemy lives on. He lives on fear. He wants you to stay scared like he is because he knows his final hour is coming. He knows he has a little bit left. And he has his time here, but his time is very short. And he wants to feed you with fear to get you scared, to get you off your path. And I'm telling you, you know, just pray for these folks. Ask the Lord to help them and get about on your own business. Get back on your path. Because if you stay and worry about this stuff, you're just helping the enemy. So that's one thing I've got to say about all that, is just pray for these folks. Ask the Lord to help them and their family, or help the family through grief, and to be with them all the way, and then let it go. And let the Lord handle it and get away from the fear tactics. Because that's the only thing it is. They just use fear tactics to mess with you. And if it don't mess with you, it doesn't do the enemy's work for him. So just go ahead and pray for the folks and just let it pass away. And thank the Lord that he's with you and he's with all the family. And a lot of folks ask, you know, why does this stuff happen? Why does the Lord let this happen? Well, everything is included in the big design. And you got to remember, there is no death. We're scared for these bodies to leave and this and that. But we don't die after this body. We are not this body. It's here as just a vehicle for us to travel through this world. And when this world is done, we go. And the thing of it is, the enemy don't want us to know that he wants us to think the only thing we are is this form, where he can keep us trapped in sin, keep us trapped in fear. And a lot of people are trapped in fear and all this and thinking this here is the only thing they got. They're going to worry to death about everything. So as long as you know the Lord is with you and you're walking in the Lord and you're saved and Christ is working your life, you have no problems. That he's already took that from you. He's already won that victory. If you've already given yourself to the Lord and let God open within you, he's already won that victory for you, so you have nothing to worry about. And then when your time does come, the Lord's going to be there with you no matter what. So you have nothing to worry. Just let him, just walk with him in your life. I know I've had a lot of situations in my life with, you know, family members passing and this and that and sickness, you know, in the past year or so, and it's actually straightening up now. But I've walked with the Lord, and he's helped me through this. He's healed a lot of my wounds. He's healed me. And it's not really got me down. I mean, I've had times. I'm still human. I have times of dread and different things. And he's blessed me tremendously in my life in the last couple of years. Even through this, I saw him even stronger. But I just want to tell you, you know, during times of turmoil is when he shows himself the strongest, because we're open to him the strongest. So just keep with him. Keep him in your life. Pray with him. Talk to him. A lot of people will say, you know, well, you didn't pray daily, you know, sit down and pray. You can speak to the Lord in your mind. And that's a lot how I do it. A lot of times I don't sit down and pray constantly. I'm speaking to the Lord in my mind constantly during the day. And when you're speaking to the Lord, nothing can hear you. Like, you know, well, we didn't hear you pray. Well, you need to hear me pray. I'm speaking to the Lord in my mind. And I'm like, Lord, help me with this problem. Lord, help the weather for my mowing business. Lord, this and that. And he answers. He hears. He hears those mental things. So when you and him is connected, when you ask the Holy Spirit, remember the Holy Spirit is the cell phone to God, the cell phone to Christ. When you accept him, he puts that cell phone. He hears what you're thinking. So, I mean, you can sit down and pray however you feel right for you to pray to the Lord, talk to the Lord. That's fine for you. But it don't always have to be one way. It could be however, which way you want to share your time with the Lord. He loves that time. He loves to be in your presence. He loves for you to connect with him, and where he can show his glory to you. But another thing, I was on YouTube. It's kind of bothering me a little bit, because I've been in spiritual healing for years, and I've studied it and understood it and this and that. And a lot of Christian community don't understand healing at all. They don't have a clue. And then they judge and they point fingers. And I'm a Christian too, and I understand a lot of things about how God works in the world and this and that. And a thing that came out about the miracles that's happening in the world that's come across the church, and they put on it's the enemy's work and this and that. And they don't understand what they're talking about. If they don't understand something, they always say it's the enemy's doings. And it's just weird, you know. It's weird that they do that, because I know back in Jesus' times, when Jesus was doing these miracles, they said he was the enemy. Look at the enemy casting out demons and all this and that. And he said, why would the enemy be working on my behalf to defeat his own army? That would be kind of stupid on his part. Why would the enemy be out sending his own Holy Spirit for the name of Christ? That would be kind of retarded. You know, that would be completely retarded. He would want to do anything to crush the name of Christ. He would want to do anything to tear the name, not to make Christ's ministry stronger, he would want to crush the ministry. Like put a lot of wicked people in there and stuff to draw people away, which he is doing that. Don't get me wrong. He is doing that. That's why we got to stay strong and stay true to the word. But he is not going to send his Holy manipulate the Holy Spirit, make it look like the Holy Spirit to do miracles for Christ. He ain't. One thing about the Kundalini, I've learned through the Hinduish beliefs and all this and that, they explain, they go into details about what the Kundalini is. A lot of people don't understand this. Now, it's the devil's work or whatever, you know. The Kundalini is like a cell phone that God has put inside of your body. It's already there. It ain't nothing but the enemy is put, you know, it had nothing to do with that. It's the energy that goes up and down your spine. It goes up and down your spine. It makes your spine a signal, or I'll say a antenna for God. It's the energy that goes up and down the spine. You know the spine, it wiggles. It's not really strong. I mean, it's strong, but it's kind of like a slinky. And when the energy flows for God to send information, it could be anything could send it information, trust me. Anything that's in spirit could be sending you information, but it's actually just designed for the Lord to speak to you. That's what it's designed for. And when that is open, the Lord can speak to you stronger, okay? And that's one of the things what that is. But, you know, don't get me wrong. People can hear other things that the enemy is using, but it ain't made for the enemy to use. It's made for the Lord to use. Okay? So that's one thing that could be wrong. And the Holy Spirit is going strong in churches. He is awakening people. He is making the Lord's name strong. And it's supposed to be strong, strong, strong times of wonder during the tribulation times. That's when the Lord is getting ready, trying to awaken folks up where he can take them up with him. It's going to be strong things like that. So don't let people blindside you and tell you that it ain't. It's the Lord trying to work. He's trying to show his signs and wonders to people. And people is trying to, I could say this again, the enemy is trying to cut down the signs and wonders because he don't want you to believe it. He wants you to stay in fear. He wants you to stay scared. He don't want you to go to the Lord. He wants to knock his name down as far as he can. And if he can use falsehood and this and that, he'll use it. So be careful when people's cutting down what the Holy Spirit's doing. Be very careful about that. So these people's twisting around. That's the Holy Spirit. It's the united their Kundalini, and it's working. It's working. The Lord's speaking to them. It's speaking to their body to heal, to transform, to be a straight sign for the Lord, where the Lord can work through them. I mean, I've had mine awoken. And I did many things to help folks. I wouldn't even know what I'd be talking about. And the Lord would start speaking knowledge through my mouth, be giving words of knowledge to people, helping them, opening the Holy Spirit within them. It's like when I speak, the Holy Spirit would affect them, and they'd say, oh, I feel better. You know, I'm getting revelations of what my problem was. The Lord's working in my life. Great, now I'm saved, you know. The Lord's working in me, and I've gave myself to the Lord. Things like that. It wasn't that, you know, the enemy was working on them. No, they'd be saying, oh, my life would fell apart. You know, nothing like that. It was that the Lord was working. The Lord was working on them, testifying to them, showing them what their problems was. So there wasn't no enemy there. So don't let the enemy mess with God's miracles, because he don't want you to see those miracles. He wants to knock them down. So if you hear a lot of false things about, you know, miracles and stuff, just be careful what you're hearing, because the enemy's always going to shoot doubt. But anyway, I'm going to get back to what my show is about today. My show is about Jesus sending you out to spread his word. Jesus is sending you out to spread his word. And we're going to go to Luke 9, where Jesus is wanting to send his disciples out. It says, when Jesus had called the 12 together, he gave them power and authority to drive out all demons and to cure diseases. And he sent them out to preach the kingdom of God and to heal the sick. He told them, take nothing for your journey, No staff, no bag, no bread, no money, no extra utensils. Whatever house you enter, stay there until you leave that town. Stay until you leave the town. If the people do not welcome you, shake the dirt off your feet when you leave their house, their town, as a testimony against them. So what he's saying is when you're going out to testify and you're going out, or if you're a full-time prophet and you're wanting to go out, go to the city. The first house you come upon, ask him if you could stay, that you want to teach the word of God, if they allow you to stay, and this and that. And if they don't let it bother you. Go to the next one, ask, and they let you stay the night, and ask them, whatever, then go testify to people. That's what they actually told them to do. And how many people would actually be that willing to do something like it, would go out on that depth to do something like it? But he was telling his disciples to do that. And Jesus was actually doing that when he was walking through the desert and he was going to speak to the woman at the well and told him about all of her situations. She was more than welcome to have Christ to stay there and to stay with her town for a while. And he actually showed up within his ministry. And then it goes on 6. It says, so they set out and went from village to village, preaching the gospel and healing people everywhere. Now, here the torturer heard about all that was going on, and he was very mad, because some were saying that John had been raised from the dead. Others said Elijah had appeared, and still others that one of the prophets of long ago had came back to life. But Herod said, I beheaded John, who then this I hear such things about. And he tried to see him. So he heard all these stories. They's always talking about people being raised from dead. Jesus rose many folks from the dead. He was the God of life. And there's ain't no other master that ever been the master of life that could raise people from the dead. That's one amazing thing about the cross. He is the God of life. He brings healing. He brings life. And I know there's many masters that try to do healings and stuff that could never do what he did. He was the only one true God of life and master of life. And I'm telling you this day, if you accept him in your life, the true Christ, the true Son, the one and only that had the full authority of God, of the universe, that you're going to see miracles happen in your life. I guarantee you. I ain't going to say, well, you may see it. No, it ain't no may, that you will. I've experienced it myself. I've saw my family experience. I've saw many folks experience this. So you accept him in your life, you will see miracles. You will see your life turn around, because his glory and his grace is something tremendous, something you've never experienced before. So that's one thing I could tell you right now. But one thing I like y'all to know is that, you can go out and testify to people. You can tell, explain your situation before you enter into Christ or ask Christ into your life, and tell them how your life was then and how it is now, how the Lord is using you to reach many folks, and how he's healed your life, how he's helped you during your certain situations. And, that's one thing that really helps bring people to Christ, to see how he worked in your life. I mean, don't sit there and spread your problems if you have a little situation and this and that. The Lord's working with you on that, and you're not done with that lesson and with that thing that Christ is trying to tell you, and use that, and you can knock the work of Christ down. So always be for Christ. Try to show that the miracles that's happened in your life, because Christ is always trying to work on us, trying to transform us. A lot of us ain't done transforming yet. He's still working. He's still got a lot of work to do on us. But don't use the negative things that he's still working out the kinks for the kingdom. Use the things that he's already worked out the kinks in you, because trust me, a lot of us got a lot of kinks he's trying to work out, and some of us is very hard-headed, and he's still working on us. But use the things that he's worked out and amazing miracles that happen in your life to bring people to the kingdom, to Christ. That's one thing I can, you know, say. So when you testify, let people know what he's done in your life. Ask him to accept Christ, you know, or when they're ready to, you know, just ask him to their lives. And if they want to do it with you, tell them that to do it alone if they want to and ask him into their life. But you know, baptism is very, very important too after they have done that to try to get baptized in a nearby church, whatever they feel comfortable going to would be the thing. I mean, don't say you've got to go to this church. You've got to go. Maybe God has designed many churches for many different personalities of people. And maybe a certain church is the way they feel God to go. And, you know, if they feel God to go, let them go. Right? Well, as long as it's a Bible-based teaching church and it's really, you know, warm, you know, really warmed up to the Lord, you know, let them go for it. But the main lesson of the day is at least go out there and speak to somebody about Christ. If you've been in the church service for 30 years, for 20 years, and you never testified to anybody, how are you helping the body of Christ? Are you like in the refrigerator, still chilling, you know, and not really doing nothing? Are you dormant? I mean, are you not really doing anything? God will do more in your life when you reflect God, when you act as God. God is always working in our lives, always working in people's lives, drawing people to himself, drawing parts of himself back to him. So when we decided, this is other things that I know about, we separated from the body of Christ, from the body of God. Okay? He let us do this. He let us do this. Okay? But he's yearning for his children back to him. Okay? God is yearning for his body back to him. We are his body. We are God's body. He's yearning for us to come back. Okay? He decided to come in the form of Christ, of Yeshua, to do, you know, for the blood in the form where we recognize that the Lord, that Christ, loved us so much as he does in spirit, loved us so much that he even died to reflect the whole world to look at him, to reflect it, the whole world to look at him, to know that he loves them, he wants them to come to him. All of that reflects us back to him. And when we go to him, we ask him to come in our lives, we get baptized, he renews our life. He puts the part of us that we was meant to be. He reconnects himself to us as we was meant to be joined back with the Father. Then he reinstates himself. He's there, but we've just cut him off. He reinstates himself where we can receive love as we need and guidance as we need, for us to live a prosperous life and a loving life. So that's one thing. I mean, if you want, a lot of people say, well, you know, you're supposed to be the king of your own life. How's that working for you? And if you are a millionaire, how happy are you with all that money? And a lot of poor folks will say, you would be real happy if you have all that money. I know quite a few wealthy people, and they're not that happy. They got their things, they like that, but the love and the relationship is not there. They got all that stuff and nobody to play with their cars and this and that, because nobody really likes them, because they think they're too goody two shoes. You know, they're not really spreading their money around to help folks out. They're selfish. There's so many different things going on there. They're not all that happy. There is some wealthy folks that does love the Lord and they do help folks out. They do spread along, and they are helping the body of God. So yeah, there's many things going on there, that, you know, in their lives. But I do want to, you know, get down and ask anybody that's here on this radio show today that would want to accept Christ into their life this day, to come in their life, and to, you know, rebirth himself within you and make you a new creation. So if you're this person that needs Christ within their life, I ask you just to pray, fold your hands, say this little prayer with us, and ask the Lord inside your your heart. Say, Lord Jesus, thank you for dying on the cross. Thank you for rising again, being the Lord of life. I ask you to come within my heart. I give my life to you, Lord. I ask you to live within me, to guide me, to show me the way, show me the true path. Save my life, save my soul, save everything that you see that's good within me. I ask you to take away all the bad stuff that you see within me that needs to be removed. I ask you to put within me your Holy Spirit for eternity, to guide me, to love me, to reveal your love through me, to show your love through me. Let me be the reflection of you. Let people see you when they look at me. Lord, I ask to receive you today, Lord. I ask you to receive you right now, Lord. Come within my heart. I ask this in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Holy Spirit, come. Put your hand on your chest and say, Holy Spirit, come. Holy Spirit, come. Holy Spirit, come. Lord, you receive right down there. And if you just said that prayer, I really know that he's come within your life and you'll start seeing changes. I ask you to find a nice church in your surrounding community, get baptized, and keep that communications up with God. Get that sacred prayer space. Wherever you pray, you feel guided to pray, pray. Find your good Bible-believing church. Pick up your Bible, start reading the Word, let the Word seep into you. But I want to thank you all for joining us today. And I'm going to say one more prayer right quick for all the people that needs healing and needs things in their life. Heavenly, Divine Father, I ask this in Jesus' name. I ask you to heal any folks that's got physical ailments at this time. If there's a headache, if they've got some type of breast cancer, I ask it to be healed. I cast that cancer off in Jesus' name. I ask for you to heal that, Father. I ask you to heal any problems with knee, any arthritis. I cast that off in Jesus' name. I thank you for healing that situation. Ask anybody that's got situations going on in the family, I ask you, Jesus, Lord Heavenly Father, to go and straighten that situation out. Put your grace and your holy love over that family. I ask this in Jesus' name. Ask you to remove any demonic beings that's over any households. Anybody's listening to this, I ask you to cast that off in Jesus' name. I cast it off in Jesus' name and ask the Lord to put his ascending angels over that house. Thank you, Lord. I ask you to bless all these folks that's listening to this broadcast. I ask this in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, for doing all this. Thank you for blessing these folks. Thank you for blessing this radio broadcast, and I ask you to bless each family in the Boston Marathon that have been affected by the bomb. I ask you to heal them, and heal their families, and heal the grief. I ask this in Jesus' name. I ask you to help the families in Texas that have the fertilizer explosion, to heal their families and heal the grief. I ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you, Lord. I ask y'all to... I think I'll have a show Saturday. I'm not sure. I've got a lot of things going on. But I will put it on Facebook if I am going to have a show. And I ask y'all to, stop in and listen to any other shows I've got already got pre-recorded. God bless y'all, and I'll see y'all soon. Y'all have a great day. Thank you.